to Texas now, where a state senator has returned home after spending more than a month in self-imposed exile in New Mexico. John Whitmire was one of 11 Democrats who fled Texas back in July to deny the state's Republican governor, Rick Perry, a quorum in the Senate.
Without a quorum, Perry has been unable to go ahead with a plan to carve out more Republican-dominated congressional districts. It's a plan Democrats insist is being led by national GOP strategists. But with Senator Whitmire back in the state, the governor now has the quorum that he needs if he calls another special legislative session.
And Senator Whitmire joins us now from his office back home in Houston. Senator Whitmire, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
You were in New Mexico since July 28th. Why did you decide to come home?
After spending 30 days in New Mexico and being involved with my other colleagues, it became so apparent that any additional time in New Mexico would be counterproductive. We all know that this is ultimately going to be decided in the courts, and I believe that we should start that process.
Do you think you underestimated the resolve of the Republican governor, Governor Perry, in bringing this redistricting plan to a vote?
I think when we left, we thought making a public record would help. We know that many Texans, in fact, I would even suggest a majority of Texans, are opposed to redistricting. But it appears that the governor has made the determination that he will redistrict the lines at all costs. And individuals close to the governor indicate that he thinks, and in fact data would show, it is helping him among Republican primary voters while we're in New Mexico. And quite frankly, I think it would be counterproductive to remain in New Mexico.
Senator Whitmire, your fellow Democratic senators who are still in self-imposed exile are quite distraught about your betrayal. One of them called it a good Houdini act, saying you fled in the middle of the night. Another, Senator Rodney Ellis, talked about the sacrifices that everybody's been making who's out there. He said, I have a newborn baby at home who doesn't even know what I look like. They seem to think you're a traitor.
Well, some that are publicly criticized me privately thanked me. So, you know, the distasteful part of politics is sometimes people tell you one thing in private, another for public consumption.
Well, why would they be thanking you, your fellow Democrats?
Because we needed an exit plan. We cannot remain in New Mexico indefinitely. Our commitment was 30 days, but we didn't have an exit plan. So they have been appealing to me to show some leadership and have an exit plan for at least the last 2 weeks. And some who are criticizing me privately thanked me even after I made it aware on Tuesday that I was leaving.
What happens now if Governor Rick Perry does call another special session? Would you go to Austin for that session, or would you risk getting arrested and not show up?
I'm considering all my options. I'm in my district today talking to community leaders, walking the streets, and I will make that decision at the appropriate time.
If this special session is called and you do go, they'll have a quorum for that session. The Republicans have a clear majority in the Texas Senate. They can get a redistricting plan through, and Democrats will lose seats.
How would that change if we stay in Mexico 30 more days?
Well, it wouldn't come to a vote.
Well, if we've been gone for 30 days, but then what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you stay another 30, how would that dynamic change? The bottom line is, ultimately, it will be debated on the Senate floor and judged by the courts. So that dynamic doesn't change regardless of how long we remain out.
This has to have been a troubling time for you overall. You're the longest-serving member of the Texas Senate, and I imagine you find yourself on the horns of some kind of dilemma here.
I'm very comfortable with what I'm doing based on all the facts. Is it a tough decision? Sure, it's a tough decision because I have to weigh where we go from here. But no, I am very confident and comfortable with my decision.
Well, Senator Whitmire, thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Texas State Senator John Whitmire, who returned to his home state this week after more than a month in New Mexico.